Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Janice Miller and her wonderful family and friends. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Today's show is all about friends. I consider them life's blessings. My friends mean a lot to me, and I'm very careful about who I call my friend. I'm very humbled by the many people that are very special and dear to me that I really do care about and talk about the finest of friends, I am happy to say that Janice Miller is our special guest today. So first, let me welcome Janice to the show. I consider you, I know you know this, a really dear friend and a good friend of the show as well. Welcome, Janice Miller.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you amongst the greats. And you are one of the greatest, if not the greatest, radio talk show host in the world. So I'm honored to be included as one of your friends.
Well, the way I know for sure what a true friend you are to me and to the show is because for you it means getting up at a time that you're normally in a deep sleep, being on the West Coast. So at least I have proof that you are the friend that I always believed you to be.
That's for sure. You got me up out of my sleep, and I was sleeping pretty good this morning.
So, folks, friends are gifts to your life. They are blessings. They have an impact in your life, and that impact could be positive or negative. So you want to choose them wisely. Seek out positive, supportive, and nurturing people to be your friend. This show will have you think twice about who you surround yourself with. Negative people, angry people can upset you and stress you out. Time to let go of those that bring negative energy and only keep around those that uplift you and make you happy. Don't settle and don't make excuses for relationships that do not work. Friendship is the key to everything. Make sure you have friends that are caring, nurturing, and loyal. They are truly a blessing. Janice, I singled you out for this show today, not only because we are very close friends, but you have the kind of personality I can't imagine someone not wanting to be your friend.
Well, that's very kind of you. I mean, everybody has their, you know, perfect match, and other people, you know, we could be like oil and vinegar because maybe I'm too much of something that they don't want in a friend. So, but that's nice of you to say. I mean, I like to be a friend to the world, so that's actually how I do come off, and I make friends quite easily, thank God, because I used to work where I never had any friends because I had such odd hours, and it was a beautiful thing that I was able to set myself free and make so many friends all over the world as I travel, and I don't go too far, but I mean throughout the United States and a couple of places close by. It's nice because when you show up and you say, hey, I'm here, people are receptive to seeing you, especially if you don't overstay your welcome.
This question is one of curiosity. I know you have two sons, and you always speak of them with such love in your heart. Would they say that you are also their friend? Would they put you in that realm as well, like close enough to share confidences?
I would say absolutely yes, although as I was a single mother, I used to say, I am not your friend, I am your mother. Because I wanted them to understand that I was to be respected and to, you know, listen to, because I knew one day they'd grow up and be bigger than me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I know the way you speak about your boys, that they are very special as well. And I would imagine that you do have that kind of very close relationship with them.
Yes, we do. And actually, they could ask me anything. They could, you know, tell me anything, and I would listen. I wouldn't judge. And that's really, I think, very important in life, is not to judge. You know,
absolutely true. And I have a great quote about that. True friends don't judge each other. They judge other people together.
Well, that's very cute. We did not know either one of us was going to say this, but that is very cute. It's funny because my mother and her sister are very good friends. They are the best of friends. They live together. And what you just said, they'll be walking and they're talking, never stop talking, and they're talking about other people. Oh, look at that, and this and that, and they're just talking about other things, let's say. Not always people, but just talking. And I think that's so funny because I said, I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't even know if I could come up with that much vocabulary. And they're just having fun. So,
well, regarding quotes, anyone that knows me knows that I collect quotes. I have since I've been in junior high school. I have books and books of quotes on every category. The reason I like them so much, one reason, is because sometimes a line or two in a quote can drive home a point, something that you remember. As a long-time, decades-long-time seminar leader, I always like, sharing my favorite quotes, because that is something, for some reason, it'll trigger off the rest of the seminar when people think about it. So I have quotes on just about everything. Some more funny best friend quotes are, a friend is someone who lets you have total freedom to be yourself. And if you have crazy friends, you have everything. I like that one because I have fun with people outside the box. I find normal very boring.
Me too. I find normal boring, but, you know, every now and then you got to come back to earth. So it's a nice thing to have a nice mix. And I believe I do. I used to live in a house where, you know, my closest neighbor was a mile and a half, and I used to wave at them. And I actually wanted that, so I got what I wanted. But, you know, you really didn't get to know your neighbors too well unless you, you know, walked that mile and a half to get to their house. It
yes.
was just funny. And so now where I live, our community is a lot closer, so sometimes you know a little too much, whether you want to or not. And you never know what goes on behind closed doors, let me
yes,
tell you.
Yes, I always say, when you say the grass is greener on the other side, that's because you haven't stepped in it, so you don't know what you're going to find.
That's so true.
Also, best friends are the ones who hate the same stuff you do. No matter how serious life gets, you're still going to have that one person you can be completely stupid with. I mean, the ability to just be able to let your hair down, be yourself, that's a true friend. You don't have to be someone other than you're not. You don't have to pretend anything. You can just be who you are at all times. I see you as very down to earth.
Well, I can be down to earth, definitely, but most of the time, I mean, you could always talk to me at any level. I'm very open to what anybody has to say, and I believe we all wake up the same way, one foot at a time hits the floor. You know, the average, you know, person has to go to the restroom. We are all very much the same. We all have a fear of, you know, dying, I guess, the aspiration to have a great day and do great things. Most of us do. And, you know, so I like to believe that down to earth is really understanding other people. And again, going back to non-judgment, we just have to accept them for who they are.
Absolutely. I just experienced you that way, that I literally could say anything to at any time. I know that you are very politically correct. You're very correct also. There is that side of you also, you know, to do the right thing. But I still feel that people can be who they are around you, and you can accept that without judging.
Absolutely. I believe, you know, people are going to do what they want to do, and I could just be what I like to call myself as an observer. I observe people's behavior. I observe their what they say, and if it doesn't fit, then there's a problem, you know. So, like, you know, if they're talking one way but they're doing other things and it's not congruent, then I say, well, maybe I'll need to watch a little further and realize who they really are. And I have a whole array of wonderful friends. I'm blessed, and of course, including you and Beverly. This is, you know, especially since you and I have personally never met face-to-face. I mean, we see each other on Facebook. We know each other, you know, from our many, many years of me being a guest on your radio talk show. And sometimes when you needed me to be the host, I stepped in and did it for you because that's what friends are for.
Absolutely, yes. When I had some significant health challenges, you were one of the first people I would call to step in. So all that is very, very true, which brings to mind this quote. It's nice to have someone in your life who can make you smile even when they are not around. How powerful is that?
That is really great. It is.
Aristotle said the antidote of 50 enemies is one friend. Also very powerful. And this one I know you'd appreciate. If you have a friend as weird as you, you have everything.
Well, you know, that is a true friend, where you have people that, like, from maybe they know each other from grade school, and they stayed friends all those years. So they know everything about each other, and they're still friends. And that was one of the relationships I unfortunately didn't get to keep. You know, moved away from New York and moved to a little hick town called Las Vegas. And when I moved there, it was a little hick town. But the nice thing is it developed and grew. And I made a few friends, of course, along the way. But I didn't ever have that, you know, child that you went to elementary school with and grade school and middle and whatever, and keep that friendship the whole, you know, all these years. How about you?
Yes, I agree with you on, you know, people that know you and the relationships withstand the test of time. That there's a quote on that as well. A best friend, 1 million memories, 10,000 inside jokes, 100 shared secrets. So that is withstanding the test of time. David Henry Thoreau says the language of friendship is not words, but meanings. You can't describe your best friends in words. You can describe them with memories that you had with them. That's very true as well. That's the kind of stuff that you take with you forever. And best friends are people who will make your problem their problems, just so you don't have to go through them alone. Arnold Glasgow says, a true friend never gets in your way unless you happen to be going down. I see you as that kind of a person. On the way down, you're definitely one who can pick people up.
Absolutely. I protect my friends, you know, from the enemy or from themselves sometimes being the enemy, if that's the case. And, yes, I like to help people out. I mean, I've been on a spiritual path for over 25 years where, you know, a lot of insights come in, and sometimes being the quieter, and I know you can't believe that I'm quiet at times, but I'm the quiet listener. Because I know if you're listening, you can hear what people are saying, and then you could help them with their own thoughts. You know,
no, I definitely see that as a side of you, the quiet side, the outrageous side, the compassionate side, the empathetic side. I definitely see all those sides, and I like every single one of them.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, we love Joyce because Joyce is definitely the outspoken one. And I say that in a very nice, kind way. You speak up. You have something on your mind, and you're not afraid to say it, but you know you want to make a point with so many great, good coaching tips. For example, you know, someday. Someday will never come, and you made a poem of it. And it's a beautiful poem because people are waiting for someday. And I don't see it on my calendar either. So that's just one of my many favorite things about Joyce. Joyce finds a word and she'll make it into a poem.
Well, since you referenced that, to handle people's curiosity about that poem, here it is. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And that poem was for every one of you who actually believe there is a someday. Erwin T. Randall said, true friends are those who, when you make a fool of yourself, don't believe that this condition is permanent. I thought that was cute. Bruce White, friends are what God gives you to make up for your family. I like that one a lot because we don't ever choose our family, but we choose our friends. So with our family, like most families, you have the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. And I would say from my experiences, most families are very dysfunctional. It's rare that I find a family that seems to have it all together. What about you, Janice? What's your thoughts on that?
I would absolutely have to agree with you. I would say that I'm on the top of the list of that. And, you know, there's a lady that had made A Course in Miracles, a popular book, Return to Love. Her name is Marianne Williamson. And she said, excuse me, if you're on planet Earth, there is no normal family. We're all dysfunctional. So, and that's the way it is. I mean, actually, I married my husband, and he actually was one of the people that I thought came from Leave It to Beaver era. You know, his mother was a stay-at-home mom, and his father worked in the school district and became a principal, so on, and one of three children. You know, he supposedly was in the Leave It to Beaver category. So he was the only person I know that none of his siblings or the family members have ever divorced. So I'm just going to say I'm the odd man out here, so, or woman.
Okay. Odd woman out, yes.
Yeah.
And one more quote by Bernard Meltzer. A true friend is someone who thinks that you are a good egg, even though he knows that you are slightly cracked.
Yes. That is true. I mean, there's a little crack around here and there, and we still just polish the egg.
Yeah, and the, as you know, an egg could be hard-boiled, soft-boiled. There's all degrees of what you can do with an egg. But, again, I like people that are really out of the box, that are different, that aren't just conformists, that have their own voice, do their own thing. And for sure, Denise, I find you as that kind of well-rounded person, grounded person, yet you can be outrageous and all of that. You want to take a moment to share about your life when you were 16, 17 years young, and you were working in a job where you weren't even supposed to be there because you weren't of legal age?
Well, the names will be changed to protect the guilty, but yes, okay, so here it goes. I actually was pretty much left alone to create my own life, and as most of us are, except we usually have parents guiding us at least till we made it through high school, and so I had to make choices, and, you know, I like money, so I was really feeling, you know, and honoring the fact that I wanted to create money so that I could live a good life. And that's all I was doing. So, yes, I worked underage. Before I actually started working when I was like 12 or 13. In all
wow.
sorts of, yeah, I just would get jobs and I would make money. And so, but by the age of 16, working in casinos, and then moved forward from that and stayed there for quite some time. So
wait, I just want people to really get that. 16 working in casinos when you weren't even supposed to go into a casino unless was legal age 18 or 21 for that?
You have to be 21.
Yeah, that's
and
what I thought.
Yes, I thought
you were working at 16 in a casino.
Yes, I would work a graveyard shift and I'd go to school in the morning. And I was kind of, excuse me, living a double life. So, and I had very interesting friends, and some of them were showing up, and they shouldn't have been in the casino either, but they were saying, look at her, oh. And then my name tag was different than my other name that they would know me in school, so they would like, oh, my God, that's, and I'd have to kind of be an actress at that point. Oh, no, that's somebody else, you know, change my way I talked and my mannerisms just a little bit just so that they wouldn't, excuse me, but rat me out.
But you had to be incredibly mature and look mature to pass to, you know, get a job like that when it was illegal to even be in the casino.
Yes, I always looked more mature than my years, let's put it that way. And so maybe now that I'm older, maybe that's not a good thing.
No, now you look younger. And I know that the statute of limitations has passed, so no worries. But my guess in the physicality of looking at an older part was that, and this is just a guess, and you know I'm outspoken, my guess is that you were top heavy with a small waist.
Well, the most important thing is I always wore a full face of makeup from the word go. I never, you know, went out, so to speak, naked because that I was showing up, you know. And I showed up and I worked and I was mature. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know everything. Of course, I was a child, but I learned. So, yeah, it was hard to make friends at that point because I was, you know, everybody thought in my casino era that they thought, wow, she's a little young for, you know, being here. In essence, that I didn't know because I wasn't like them. You know, I wasn't, excuse the expression, dating every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know, some people were doing that, you know, more crazy stuff than I was the observer. I was watching everybody else, and I was growing up.
But you had to be on your toes 24/7
That's
to
true.
Not get found out.
But I did get 2 hours of sleep a night, so, yeah. So it was 22.
Wow, a whole 2 hours.
That was usually what I would get. Yep. And that'll age you really quick. So,
Yeah, so interesting life and journey, and here, fast forward, I've been out of the casino industry for over 23 years. My family all worked in the casino as well, which was what started me in that direction. My brother, he moved to Las Vegas after my sister and I and my mother moved to Vegas, and we went there so that maybe we'd see my father more often since he was always there. My mother said that. She goes, well, you think we should go to Vegas? Maybe we could see him more often. I said, okay, let's go.
What kind of jobs did your family have in the casino? You were a dealer, which is pretty extraordinary at that age.
Yes, that was what my sister went and followed me. She's 1 year older, but she followed what I did, and she also did it. And my brother was a blackjack dealer from the get-go. My mother actually eventually did the same thing. And it didn't last long for both of them. My mother, it didn't last long. My brother made a career, traveled all over the United States. Like, he opened up Donald Trump's poker room in New Jersey. He opened up the Grand Las Casino in the Middle West. So he did a lot of casinos. He worked at the Hollywood Park Casino here in California. It was regionally just a horse track, and they decided to make it a poker room. And when I say poker room, it's not just a four tables. It's a big poker room. It's a big place, and it's very pretty inside. And the Commerce Casino, I actually helped open that one back in 1983. I was leaving Vegas to open that casino, and I worked my way up the ladder. But then I was already legal.
And it sounds like all this is the makings for a good book. I'd buy it.
It could be juicy.
Yes, I'll bet. I'll tell you folks what else is juicy is to listen to our show each and every day for the fun, the positive outlook on life, and so much more. And you'll hear about all of that in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we call upon you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, it says follow. Simply click on that. Become one of our followers, and you need not miss any of our shows. You will hear about every guest, every topic, every show. So please do become a follower. Janice, going back to you, how many people would you call your best friends? I know you have many, many friends. How many would you put in the realm of best friends?
Well, now that a couple have passed away, and I say that with a little smile and joke, and although I still talk to them from time to time. I would say probably 3 to 4 that I would say best. I mean, I know there's this one lady in Las Vegas that I could say is my, you know, the one that knows me the best. We were the ones that made it over 32 years together, so that's a long time. And I don't think I have anybody that I've been able to, you know, stay with and stay close to. But, you know, as you know, some friends come in for a lifetime, some friends come in for a season, and some people come in for a reason.
And I was just about to share that with folks.
So go right ahead.
You were right on target.
People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you know which one it is, you will know what to do for that person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they act up and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met, our desire fulfilled. Their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. Some people come into your life for a season because your turn has come to share, grow, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season. Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons, things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. Thank you for being a part of my life. Whether you are a reason, a season, or a lifetime, I am very grateful.
And I want to say to you, Janice Miller, my prayer is that you're a part of my life for a lifetime. That's my distinct wish, that you are a part of my life for a lifetime.
Absolutely, and likewise to you.
And getting back to friends and choosing friends, how have you in your lifetime really counted on someone, trusted someone, and then been majorly betrayed? Because that's happened to me twice in my lifetime, and I consider myself a wise person, yet twice I was majorly betrayed, and really from people I really cared about and believed in. Have you had an experience like that?
Yes, I have to say I've been thrown under the bus before, too, and, you know, had situations. But sometimes in life when that happens, our eyes become wider open, and we realize, oh, I will not do that again with that particular person. But that doesn't mean that if I don't express, like maybe I can share with that person, you know, you did this, and I wasn't expecting that, and I just really didn't enjoy that, and you can explain it. And sometimes it's time to walk away. And I have an interesting girlfriend from, I would say, when I had decided to be a stay-at-home mom, I made a great decision to do that. And when I was grateful that I was able to. I, you know, found our secondary world, which is called network marketing, a home-based business, and I was able to break out of the casino mode. But when I was working in the casino, I would take my sons to Mommy and Me groups. We called them Mommy and Me groups because the moms needed some time out too, but they needed their children to get interconnected. So I would make that great effort to do that before I was gone for the next 10 to 12 hours working. And I met some very nice people. Most of them wanted to talk about dirty diapers. I found a lady that wanted to talk about other things, and she, you know, she and I connected because she was what I would call a lioness. She had a lot of strength and drama and interesting stories, and she also was like me. She worked. I worked. And so with that said, through the years, we became very close friends. She came to my house almost every day. I had a full gym. We would work out in the gym together. And years and years and years of that. And then one day, she surprised me, and she came over to a restaurant where we were going and celebrating. There was another lady included, another friend. And she said, "I don't want to be your friend anymore." She just said it like that. Now, this is after probably 12 to 16 years of being her friends. She just said, I don't see how we fit into each other's lives anymore. So I think it's over. And my other friend and I were sitting there kind of flawed, and we just both decided that, well, that would be your loss. You know, we didn't say it out loud at that point because we were sitting there in shock. So anyway, as the years passed, that friend came back, as some people will, rightfully so. They said, you know, I can't remember why I walked away. But I don't think it was you, was it, Janice? And I said, no. And so she was just having her moments. And so if a true friend is a true friend, you release them, you let them go. And if they come back, it's a blessing.
And I wanted to get into that a little bit about, and I'm glad you did share that, because no matter how bright you are, no matter how savvy you are, it happens to the best of us where someone either does a great con job or they're pathological liars and they're so good at it, they even believe their own lies. And as I said, it happened to me twice where I had a major betrayal in my life. One cost me my life savings at the time, and that's going back way back when. You know, when I look back at it, I still can't believe that I believed in this person so much. But it's like every story you've ever seen in the movies where you have this really good-looking man, powerful, smart, saying all the right things, doing the right things, extremely good-looking, and you see these stories where they completely pull the wool over the powerful woman, the businesswoman, to get what it is that they want, and nobody sees it coming because they are so good at it. So that was a major deception. And then I had another one that had nothing to do with money, but it was someone who just made up things about me. And it's really, I mean, on such a level, it's really shocking because it's, you know, for his own motives and his own reasons. But I just wanted to include that moment of what's negative so you don't feel, for those of you that something similar happened to you this way, you don't feel that you were, you know, just blindsided, but perhaps turning it into a positive. Everything happens for a reason, and how do you take that lemon and turn it into lemonade? That's what I had to keep asking myself to move forward and let go.
Yes, that isn't always easy, but there is like lessons in that. So every opportunity is an opportunity to go within and learn the lesson. And some of those, like the one you just shared with everybody, that was a very hard lesson to learn. And hopefully it guided you the rest of your life so far to, I better really use a lot more discernment before I entrust anybody with all my wealth. And I'm sure you have.
Well, again, since I've been a life coach for many decades, you know, I always took things like that to give me the wherewithal to help other people so they don't go into the same mistakes, they don't fall into the same traps. So that's how I was able to justify what I went through. Even in June of this year, having a near-death experience, which really knocked me out for several months. I've been out of commission. I've been in rehab centers and all of that. I had to just keep saying to myself, everything happens for a reason. Why am I going through this? And it all comes back to the same thing, you know, to make a difference to other people. And since that's what my life is so much about, that's why I have this show and that's who I am. One-on-one with a person or a group, I always strive to make the world a little bit better, one action at a time and one positive person at a time. And with you, Janice, you know, as I said, people like you, people count on you. And, you know, I was certain that because you're an out there person, you might have been knocked down a time or two as well.
Oh, well, I don't think life would be normal if you didn't get knocked down a time or two. And, you know, even like I just told a previous story about a friend for over, I would say, 16 years that just decided, I don't need you anymore and walk away. Well, that's okay. You know, you learn and then you move on and you continue and okay. And there was nothing, see, this is one of the things I learned from all my lessons. Don't take it personal because sometimes it's not about you. And in life, you know, there's so many events that can take place, numerous. We probably could have to have, you know, a whole show go all year long about this topic, what could possibly happen, the outcomes. With that said, you know, true friends can even sometimes show you a bad color. And I say that because it's happened. And then sometimes a little alcohol in the mix, and you might have a friend that you thought didn't think this about you, but when she was maybe drinking a little bit of wine or something else, she said so much more than you ever knew because she kept it, no pun intended, bottled up. So, so anyway, you never know. I like to just be the observer, and I also like to be one of the people thought as a connector. I like to connect.
When you said about that friend who said, you know, it's time to move on, I'm letting go of you, you said you had the thought it's your loss, but you didn't actually verbalize that?
I don't know that I did because, you know, cause if I did, she's a very lioness-type personality. I thought at that point she might, you know, make it even uglier than it needed to be. She didn't make it ugly. You know,
yeah.
it is what it is. And in my opinion, it was her loss because I know who this person is. I know who Janice Miller is. I know that I had been there for her at 4 a.m. when she needed somebody to cry on her shoulders. And back in the day, 4 a.m. is a little late to call anybody. So, you know, 2 a.m, she'd be calling
me. A little late?
Yeah.
A little late.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So 2 a.m, 4 a.m, just had a fight with her then husband, you know, and she needed to come over, whatever needed. But I would never do that to her. See, that's the difference. I never felt comfortable to impose myself on anyone else. And I basically thought if I can make it through, I would. And I wouldn't do that to somebody else because I wouldn't want to wake anybody else up at that hour in the morning, nor did I really need to, you know, it could keep. So, but she was one of those friends, and then she has come back. She has come back, and then she had apologized for doing that, and I actually was one of her key friends to bring her to her spirituality. And the years have gone by, and she called me up and she said, Janice, I have to thank you. And I thought, for what? And she said, you know, you brought me to this, that, and those are all the things that she's doing in this day and age now. And but when I had met her, she would have denounced it. She was not into spirituality. She was not into, you know, so many modalities that she is now. Anyway, so, and that's all that thank you, because she was calling me while she was driving, and she said that. I said, oh, well, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. So, you know, that was good. Put a smile on my face. And you continue to realize, see, the little goods that you do each day does work. And it does. It might not show up in that moment, but the impact is already there. And that's where being the best you in every moment is all we could do.
That's all we can ever do, absolutely. Folks, this was an important show because it really is time to just stop and reflect. Look at the people around you. Are they contributing to your well-being, to your life? Or are they angry, nasty people that for whatever reason you keep them around? Maybe you feel sorry for them. But you really have to think about your own well-being and your stress level and all of that. And really try to be with people who are loyal, who make you happy, who support you, who you could trust, who are caring. Very, very important lesson. So maybe you'll take time to stop and think, are you with the people that you can have these win-win wonderful relationships? And if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Denise Miller, I am very grateful that you're my friend. I'm very grateful to have you in my life, in my radio life, in my personal life. You are a very, very special person. Indeed, kudos to Beverly Nadler for bringing us together. What words of wisdom, Denise Miller, do you want to leave our audience with today on friendship?
Well, that was a great poem you just shared with everybody, and very nice that we have people that come into our life. Joyce, Barry, and I came together probably 6 years ago now, and we stayed in each other's life. Sometimes we don't talk for a week, and sometimes we talk every day. And we're here to inspire and help each other and talk it through. And you've coached me through the word saying no, because I know somebody asked a lot of me, and you say, Janice, you just have to say no. But, you know, friends are all different, just like not one flower when you look in the garden. They're not identical. They're all different. And some need more water than others. And some friends are just easy. They're just wonderful. And some are so demanding. But they're all flowers of the garden. And we're grateful to have these flowers in our garden. And just remember, to have flowers, there's going to be some weeds. You got to pull the weeds out and take them out of the garden so that the flowers can continue to bloom and thrive. And those weeds could be our thoughts, just, you know, showing up. So you got to weed out the bad thoughts in your head and remind yourself that for you to attract more good friends in, you need to be the good friend.
Wow, very, very well said. Take out the weeds, discard them, and nurture the ones there that you want to see blossom. Folks, this is my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. I wish you all of life's blessings and, very important, great friendships as a major blessing in your life. I know how much of a blessing those friends are in my life. So as we close out the show, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.